Leader of the opposition in the National Assembly, Omar Ayoub, has accused the government of preventing Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, founder Imran Khan from offering Eid prayers, questioning how an Islamic state like Pakistan can deny its founding party leader the opportunity to perform this religious obligation. Ayoub made the remarks after a group of PTI leaders, including himself, Shibli Firoz, party spokesperson Niazullah Niazi, Ali Hamza, and others, attempted to meet with Imran Khan at Adeola Jail. The party's secretary, Salman Akram Raja, had already submitted the names of those wishing to meet Khan to the jail authorities. However, when the leaders arrived at the jail around 4 p.m., they were informed that the meeting was not allowed, despite a judicial order permitting it. Speaking to the media outside Adeola Jail, Ayoub expressed frustration over the refusal, saying, "Despite a court order, we were not allowed to meet with the founder of PTI. These meetings are usually finalized by the founder himself and shared with his lawyers." He further claimed that Khan had been denied contact with his children and sisters for the past 2.5 months. Ayoub also accused the government of preventing Imran Khan from offering Eid prayers, emphasizing that such actions were a severe violation of human rights and dignity. "How can we call this an Islamic state if the founder of PTI is not allowed to pray on Eid? This is the worst form of disgrace," he said. The PTI leader criticized the government for repeatedly violating court orders, urging judges to ensure their rulings are enforced. He added that if the judiciary fails to uphold its orders, judges should resign. On the issue of governance, Ayoub condemned the blocking of the PTI delegation's visit to Balochistan. He stated, "We have long said that the government has failed to establish its authority in 8 districts. Balochistan's law and order situation is deteriorating, and even the administration admits this." Meanwhile, opposition leader in the Senate, Shibli Firoz, also spoke out, saying the refusal to allow a second meeting with Imran Khan showed a disregard for judicial decisions. "When a country disregards court decisions, it can no longer be called a country. Selective enforcement of the law shows that the judiciary's credibility is eroding," Firoz stated. Allegations of mistreatment against Imran Khan. PTI leader Ali Hamza also spoke at the media event, condemning the treatment of former Prime Minister Imran Khan while accusing the government of subjecting Khan to inhumane conditions, including denying him meetings with his family and providing him with substandard food. "It's shameful that our former Prime Minister is being treated this way. He has been denied contact with his sisters, children, and wife. He is given stale food and denied access to newspapers and television," Hamza said.